This portion of the show is brought to you by Just Wireless. Get your smartphone repaired plus shop great refurbished phones at JustWirelessAZ.com. The Jeff Orbit Show starts now.
This is the Jeff Orbit Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Orbit's here. Happy to be here with you today. Angela joins me for the program, or as long as you have comments until we run out, I guess.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, everyone. Hope you all had a great weekend. So here's what I got planned for today. I don't have any other guests lined up. I've had so many guests the past 2 weeks. We'll start filtering them back in here starting tomorrow's show. But what I have noticed is so many comments have piled up with questions, follow-ups to some of the interviews I've done in the past week or two, and Angela's got some questions for Angela, I think, too, or maybe I'm just making that up. So we had a working lunch today to try to, you know, work through and get some show notes going. And Angela, I was just kidding, really.
Until we get there, I have my little notebook with a pen. I did have some legitimate work-related stuff to ask.
Yeah,
and
questions.
He's like, oh, you're serious about that?
I was like, listen, we're going to have a working lunch. And she thought I was serious. She shows up with a notepad.
I had stuff to ask you.
Yeah, we got some things taken care of, I guess, right? I don't know. Personal planning things.
And
but it
took like 3 minutes out of the, you know, 45 or whatever.
Yeah. For those 87,000 IRS agents out there. And then the weirdest thing happens. She rejects her bacon bits.
I don't like bacon bits.
Yeah, I haven't had those in a long time. What is a bacon bit?
Did.
Is that like
I've
the leftover?
They don't even taste like bacon.
Probably not. Speaking of that, we're going to have a new, finally, tomorrow will be the latest episode of Orbit's Overload, episode 6. And fake meat comes into play on this one. So I'll let you, it'll be done by the morning. So it'll be up there. So look up the Jeff Orbit Show on YouTube, ORAVITS. But it was fun. We were watching a little preview here before we came on air. I'd say it's our best one so far. So if you haven't
forgotten what we had talked about,
it's been a little while. Yeah. We've been pretty busy and took a little while to get it all lined up. But I would highly encourage you to subscribe to the YouTube channel and get caught up on the first 5 episodes of Orbit's Overload. Again, look up Orbit's, ORAVITS. I guess this is the second time I've seen this in the past couple of weeks, but the Northern Lights were seen, this morning.
Yeah,
last
midnight
night or
something. I didn't hear about it until the news this morning on the drive to school.
So I'm looking at, there is a chart of Northern Lights prediction, and then they have a line as to where it hits, like a prediction. So I guess I'm going to have to start checking that, because that's kind of one of the bucket list items. But if we can do it here and not have to go to, like, Jerry Neighbors went to like Finland in the middle of winter, like up north. No. If I could actually do it from Arizona, I mean, that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's probably not the same. I mean, really, is it the same as seeing it in the full effect?
Does it matter? You can just check it off and say
north of the Arctic Circle or something.
I guess. I don't know. I guess, but you want to go travel to the north of the Arctic Circle? I don't know. Okay, I got some news items that we'll hit on, like I said, including I don't know if you heard about the Saudi alfalfa grower down in southern Arizona, Saudi Arabia. It's a company here that grows here in Arizona, utilizing all of Arizona's water, groundwater in particular. And I guess they've been shipping bales of alfalfa back to Saudi Arabia to feed their cattle.
The horses.
Yeah, with Arizona water. And I guess they've had their permit pulled, so we'll get you some details coming up on that. Plus, like I said, comments, talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. You can get those in anytime. I think Olivia will be with us for the next batch of comments on Wednesday's show. She's supposed to be here today, but that's okay. She has math club.
That's why I'm
last
here.
Last minute. That's why Angela's the...
It's not math club. It's just a meeting for a project they're doing. He calls it nerd club.
I tell it to her face. No, math is good. I mean, math is important. And
it is a project she has to work on.
Yeah. So. We were picking on that movie, Can't Buy Me Love, which was filmed in Tucson. And then the kids, kind of the nerdy group is getting up to dance. And someone yells out, look, it's a nerd herd. We laugh. So anyway, Olivia's... doing math. That's good. Nerds are good. Nerds are ruling the earth, I guess, which can be a bad thing, too, at the same time if they're not well-grounded. Hey, if you want to get some great food, go to my good friends up at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, just north of downtown Flagstaff, right there in the Bash's Shopping Center, right near the hospital there. Great food. They got specials all throughout the week, including tomorrow's Taco Tuesday, by the way. Don't forget about Wing Wednesday and Sliders on Thursday. But they've always got something on their $4 menu for you. Plus, they've got great drink specials, happy hour going on all the time at Sportsman's Bar and Grill, voted best sports bar in Flagstaff many, many years in a row. So go check that out. Yeah, so this alfalfa grower, I guess what happened was, and the company's called, do you know, what's the pronunciation on this thing? Fondamonte, which sounds Italian, but it's, doesn't it? So yeah. It's a Fondamonte, you know, we make great alfalfa bales. But anyway, so it's a Saudi Arabian company, and the Attorney General of Arizona, Chris Mays, has revoked the permit. I'm not too clear as to the water permits, because they're sucking a bunch of water, but apparently a lot of the land is leased from the state and other sources. There's other things involved with this. It's a huge chunk of land in southern Arizona, and they're leasing it to this Saudi company for like $25 an acre, which is nothing. Mm-hmm. And that gives them the right to pump, apparently, unlimited amount of money. Pumping money like the federal government out from wells in the ground. No, of water, which is like money, out of the ground. And they're growing all this alfalfa. And it's the Saudi company is the largest. They own the largest dairy company in Saudi Arabia. Plus, they've bought vast tracts of land in western Arizona on top of a massive groundwater aquifer, according to 12 News here. And they grow all this alfalfa and they ship it over. So, which is just weird. I don't know how that works, where they're shipping over these huge bales to feed cattle way over there.
For the future, it sounds like. I mean, it feels like everyone else is doing it but us sometimes.
Well, yeah, but here's the deal. In Saudi Arabia, apparently, there's regulations that they can't grow alfalfa there because of water shortages, so they can come to Arizona.
Exactly, and they're planning.
Yeah, exactly. So they're saving their water there. So anyway, AG Mays revoked the permits. Quote, it's unconscionable that as recently as 8 months ago, the state of Arizona was approving new deep water wells designed to pump thousands of gallons of water per minute out from under La Paz County, said Mays in a release. It's long past time for the state of Arizona to wake up and address this growing crisis head on before it is too late. So, yeah, and there's another article from this all over the place, CBS News. This one's kind of intellectually dishonest. It's a challenge for the state. As climate change fuels devastating droughts, Arizona and its rapidly growing cities are facing drastic cuts to their surface water supply from the critically low Colorado River system. CBS is hitting here saying, hey, we're having huge problems from the surface water all because of climate change. I just can't stand when they hit that, because nothing's really changed here in Arizona. Yeah, they always blame it on that. Nope, it's climate change, and that's what's going on.
The key to it was they said the rapidly growing cities, and that's probably more relevant than any kind of weather or climate change.
Yeah, and I guess one more thing here, water related. Up at Glen Canyon, I guess they're planning on, scanning some articles, planning on a massive release of water to come down to Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. So they're expecting the beaches all to change. We've been in there before hiking, and they're expecting that to change massively. But now their goal is to prop up Lake Mead. Mm-hmm. So any hopes we had, and someone hit it on the show on this topic last week, any hopes we had of Lake Powell rising up and those white lines starting to disappear on the cliffs, just disappearing because they're feeding Lake Mead as the priority.
Yeah.
And we surmise that it's to hide the dead bodies, because the dead bodies keep getting discovered.
Well, it's closer to Vegas, and they use that water there.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to some comments. Are you ready?
Yeah.
See, Olivia would be ready. When I say comments, she'd be reading. Okay. All right. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. That's TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. You have to deal with this the whole show.
So I have a note from Amy. She just wanted to thank you personally for supporting the Traveling Vietnam Wall. The turnout was good. The stories we as volunteers heard while looking up names on the wall touched us as well as the veterans. The town of Camp Verde and Yavapai Apache Nation support was just phenomenal. Again, I really appreciate your support for all our veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I did see that on a note of veterans, there's only two surviving. Let me get to this so I make sure I get it right. Only two remaining survivors of the USS Arizona has died different war, obviously, World War II, entering World War II. One of the two remaining survivors of the USS Arizona has died. This is from the Intelligencer. Never heard of it, but Ken Potts died at the age of 102 at his home in Provo, Utah. The National Park Service at the Pearl Harbor, it says Pearl Harbor, Pearl Harbor Memorial made the announcement that last Friday, April 21st, as did Randy Stratton, the son of his Arizona shipmate, Donald Stratton. So just one remaining.
One more.
That was on stationed in, on the USS Arizona.
Wow.
So, yeah, that the traveling memorial wall was well worth it when it comes back through town. And it's great that they're out there supporting veterans from Vietnam War. We're past the 50-year withdrawal.
Yeah, and they had happened. Stuff from the other wars, or, yeah. you know, other yeah. wars or conflicts veterans. In the past, yeah. too. So, yeah. yeah.
So, okay, Governor Hobbs vetoed a bill that passed the House and the Senate with super majorities. This article from ABC 15. And I had on Senator Wendy Rogers was on the program Wednesday or Thursday of last week. You can get the interview up at talkwithjeff.com or look up the Jeff Horvitz Show on your favorite podcast provider. And she was sitting here saying, well, Hobbs said, because Hobbs had signed one of Senator Rogers' bills. It was the bill... You ever the title lock thing? You hear those commercials?
Did you hear her interview? Talking about
okay.
that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and apparently a lot of counties like Yavapai County already are getting ready to offer this service where if anything changes on your title to your house, the county's going to contact you, the recorder.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So what Randy Rogers was saying, well, this was a bipartisan supported bill and that Hobbs has promised to support bipartisan bills. And she broke that promise already because House Bill 2509 was vetoed by Hobbs last week. It passed super majorities in both chambers, which is interesting because now it can come back.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a super majority, we'll see if the Democrats will stand up and say, okay, I disagree with my Democrat governor of the same party, and mm-hmm. they actually let this thing pass.
What constitutes a super majority? Two-thirds?
I think it's two-thirds. Uh-huh. Yeah, something like that. It's two-thirds. But what it did is the bill expanded the kinds of foods people can cook in their kitchens and then sell as long as they register with the state health department and possess a food handler's card. Hobbs vetoed that, like I said. So this was allowing people to... I think it's more of an entrepreneurial bill, too, because you could start a little...
And like a side hustle.
Yes,
type.
A side yeah. thing. And mm-hmm. that's, you know, it's just, that's the American dream for a lot of people. And that's something that I recommend to a lot of people is, especially if you're employed and maybe you're a little nervous about dropping that job mm-hmm. to pursue your dream, your entrepreneurial dream. You want that security still. So you start that side hustle. So here's a bill where somebody could have, with the right permits from the food department, health department, whatever, and a food handler's card, prepare food, you know, to sell and to distribute out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how we started our small business. It originally was it wasn't food handling, luckily. but we started, well, that was in our apartment, right?
Yeah, second bedroom.
Apartment. Yeah. yeah. So, I mean, that was a way to do it. And it's like, well, what if you start putting these restrictions out there? So, yeah, I think it's a great way for people to get their, if you can have a side hustle, not only is it great to pursue your dreams and side businesses, but there's also could be tax things, you know, there's all kinds of advantages you can look at when you're doing that because you don't get a lot of deductions anymore as an employee.
Right.
You know, you lost most of
those. So as it stands right now, there's certain foods that you can prepare, but it was trying to expand the...
I think it was trying, the bill expands the kinds of food, yeah.
Okay, so I guess so you can do some, just there's some that are off limits.
What's the difference?
But what,
yeah.
I wonder
what's,
which,
yeah, which
I don't
ones
know.
Was it? We'll have to pull the bill out and maybe look at it a little
deeper. And why did she veto, I wonder?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't like the food choices. Who the heck knows with these people? All right, let's do some more comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Get those in anytime. Appreciate all your great comments.
Okay, so this is from Greg. He's commenting on the $32 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
Please mention that almost $8 trillion of that came from the one term of the Trump administration.
Okay.
The current administration is reducing the deficit spending, thus slowing the growth of that debt.
Oh, come on.
And the economy is growing, thus the inflation issue of late. In the past 40 years, Republican presidents generally add more to the debt than Democrats, especially when aided with a Republican Congress.
Okay. Is there more? Okay,
there's
sorry.
More.
I got so much to say. Look at the
reduction in the deficit during the Clinton and Obama years compared with recent Republican presidents. Then decide which party should claim the title of party of fiscal responsibility. Please report facts.
Okay. All right, Greg. I'm working on the facts here.
Well,
the
Greg fact, has provided.
Here's the fact. Both, and I've said this many times, both Republicans and Democrats have led us down this debt crisis cliff.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the usdebtclock.org right now, $31.7 trillion. We're approaching $32 trillion in debt. They've all done it. That was a big criticism I had of Trump as well, as far as the spending.
Yeah.
The COVID response early on, all the stimulus that went out, this and that. All these presidents have done it. They've added tremendous amounts. You can Bill Clinton. Yeah, there was a lot of funny stuff going on there. That was very short-lived when we lived, when we had the quote-unquote balanced budget for like 3.5 seconds. I mean, come on. They have all added. I would agree with Greg, though. Greg. I would agree with Greg that they have all added a tremendous amount to the national debt. I think the Democrats, though, love to look, our current the budget that came out, the 6 point whatever trillion dollars that Biden had proposed the other day, the Republicans are supposed to bring out their proposed budget or spending cuts, they claim, this week. But it's all going to add up to, they're going to be in the 5 point something trillion dollar range. Neither one of them is doing what I want to do. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, the Democrats are, or the Republicans are so much better when it comes to debt and deficit and spending. They aren't. They're all spending different crap on the things that they want to spend on. But I said, Democrats definitely spend more. Come on. The spending, the federal deficit right now is if you go to debtclock.org, is $6.1 trillion. Come on, this was $4.5 trillion before COVID hit.
Yeah.
And now it's $6 trillion. And $4.5 trillion. I would like to see the federal budget around, I don't know, $2.5 trillion. Something like that. Yeah. I live in a fantasy world. That's never going to happen. Both parties are to blame. You're right on that. And your point on inflation, you said something about inflation. Well, that's, we're seeing a good economy. We got inflation or something. What was that one? Why don't you dig that one up? Because I want to address
the economy is growing and thus the inflation issue.
Okay. Now let's hit that one when we come back. Cause I want to, they both do our, let's just put a underline or exclamation point on this. They have both done a horrible job or a great job, I guess, of running the country into the ditch when it comes to the debt and the spending, both parties.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Agreed.
Yeah. Bottom line. I mean, what more can you say about it? Timberline Firearms and Training has some great training courses available for you right now. I hope you'll go on out there and support this great Northern Arizona company. We got a couple questions that came about after Rob Wilson's time with us last week that we'll get to here in just a little bit. I would highly recommend taking some of their training courses. Angela's done it. I've done it. We've done the Stop the Bleed course. They now have the Carry Concealed, of course, that Rob Wilson teaches personally. So that's a great one. Angela, you've taken that one. In the past, you got your carry concealed permit. I think it's lapsed.
Yeah, it wasn't with Rob. It was because it was a while ago. It was before way long Timberline ago. Was
but
there.
If you were to redo it, send you on out there. You should redo that. I recommend that for everybody. But Timberline also has great firearms. They got ammunition. They got Liberty safes. Take a quick drive 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall or call to book one of their training courses right now at 928-526-7900. That's 928-526-7900 or go to timberlinefirearms.us. Back in a minute. I'll follow up with that comment.
This is the Jeff Orbit Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140 or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
You're listening to The Jeff Orbit Show.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Orbit's here. My wife Angela is here with me for the show as well. We are going over some of your comments and mixing in first, kind of hitting on the Arizona top news picks, and I'll get into some national issues in just a little bit. We had, going over this comment from Greg, and I appreciate everyone's comments, even when they disagree with me. That's perfectly fine. But to think that we live in a world where either the Democrat or Republican Party is steering us in a great direction at this point. Now, there's a lot of Republicans I agree with, and we get them here on the show. We've had on Congressman Andy Biggs just, what was that, last week, week before, Congressman Gosar, Congressman Eli Crane was on last week. These are folks, I appreciate the Freedom Caucus and what they're doing. I don't appreciate all the spending that's happening in this country. And Greg said something about inflation, that the economy's so great, that's why we got the inflation, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yep, that's what he said.
Okay, but let's go back to COVID, Greg. This is where all this inflation really came in. Remember, the government sat there and said, stay at home. We had the governor here, the Republican governor of Arizona, former governor Doug Ducey, said, stay at home and watch Netflix. He specifically said that.
Yeah.
No, don't go anywhere. And then you had the federal government just... It wasn't even spoon feeding. It was like one of those college frat parties where they have the big thing where they pour the drink down.
The beer straw,
whatever that thing is. And it was like, here, just take the money and stay home and don't work. And they just pumped trillions, $9 trillion last I checked. I mean, you can fact check that if you want. Who the heck knows if you're ever going to get the accurate number of what was actually spent.
No.
And so people weren't working. Things weren't getting produced. People were at home with bucket loads of money just waiting to buy stuff. They were buying crap left and right. And so there were supply shortages. I mean, it's just, we have inflation because the economy's so good. That doesn't make sense. Does that make sense to you at all?
No, it all stems back from things that happened 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
With all the lockdowns
exactly.
and the, you know, not shipping stuff and not transporting it because.
If the economy's so great, if that's such a great way to success, then just keep pumping money. It's kind of like the people who push for the $15 an hour wage or whatever it is now. It's more, it's like $16.80 in flags. Well, just make it $25, make it $50. If more money is the solution, it doesn't make any sense. And we've got to get away from the 2-party system in a big way. Look, I'm saying this as I am a Republican. I'm still a registered Republican. Angela's an independent. We've talked about this in great deal in the past in detail. But it's not the solution because you're just getting lesser degrees in a lot of points. Like I said, one party will propose the Democrats 6 point whatever, $5 trillion. We should look that up, whatever Biden proposed. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get $5.5 trillion.
Right.
A big deal.
Which is still more than the taxes.
It's still a $1 to $1.5 trillion deficit, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
All right. Love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. You know, your home is likely your largest asset. Don't trust just any agent to sell it. I want you to call Kelly Broaddus. She has such extensive experience and knowledge of the market right here in Flagstaff and the Flagstaff surrounding area. You've heard her here on the program. She was on just last week giving some real estate market updates as well. Kelly's got a full team of dedicated professionals. They'll walk you through every step of the way. It can be challenging selling a home or buying a home. We've gone through it many times.
Yeah.
especially if you only do it a couple times like most people actually do. Call the only agent that I'd call if I was looking for a home in the Flagstaff area. Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Properties Group, brokered by eXp. And Google Broaddus, Broaddus. See her many 5-star great reviews. Call her as well, 888-446-5602. That's 888-446-5602. Or you can go to northernarizonaluxuryhomes.com and you can also find out the value of your home right there. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. More in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome back. Angela's here with me. I did notice that there was paving going on, especially on I-17 southbound outside of Flagstaff, particularly when you get outside of Kachina area?
Yeah, I think it was even before that. But
It was. Mm-hmm. They had the rollers out there, the flattened down. And apparently they're going to be doing this to like right at the county line, because apparently Yavapai County, you get 17 going south and Yavapai County, that road, it's fine. I mean, there's some issues.
Yeah, but it's all ADOT. Why does it matter where the county line is?
That's what they said. The massive paving project has begun. Speed limit was already reduced to like 65, I think, when we went down there. I think it's dropping to 55, especially southbound. That's a real bad side. And they're getting out there paving it. Continuing.
Why are they paving the shoulder?
So I'm driving along there on Thursday or Friday or whatever. Yeah. We're heading south, right? And I'm like, look at the shoulder. The shoulder southbound on I-17, you know, the emergency pull light lane, or in Mexico. Right. In Mexico, that's like the third lane. Remember, maybe that's Costa Rica. We're down there. It was Greece. Yeah. Every other country, that emergency lane becomes like the lane. Yeah. It's just like, oh, there's another lane. There's no emergency lane. Just people start driving on that. Anyway, there's new pavement, like an 8-foot wide stretch along for miles. Yeah. I'm like, what are they doing?
Why aren't they paving over the potholes? If
I just drove over. I almost lost my vehicle, and I'm driving by on my right. I almost drove on the thing. I was almost like, I might as well drive. Might as well do what they do in Mexico and Greece. I was like, what is this? What is the logic here?
I don't
get it. They didn't do that last year. Last year, they brought out all the K rails to divide the road, right?
Yeah, and then every time we drove it, there was no one doing anything
except for putting out K rails. Let's block it all off.
No one was ever there.
They spent all summer blocking the road off, and then they took it all down and went home. And now we don't need the K rails. Now we just pave the right shoulder. That's what's called the emergency lane, whatever. And now we're doing that. Apparently, the major paving project, they're going to pave the whole thing. Just put the pavement on the bad road first. Right. That should be number one priority. I don't know who runs this stuff, but it defies logic. When I look at it, I'm just like, where's the common sense here?
Just seems like a waste. Unless they have a reason for doing the shoulder.
And why last year was it so important to put, and K-rails are the concrete things.
The
dividing lane type thing, right? You got to bring a forklift or whatever, and you put them down to, I don't know, 8 feet long or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it divides it, and it's supposed to protect probably the workers and keep the traffic over there. But all of a sudden this year, you don't need to protect them. You just put out some cones and you pave. Like overnight, miles of the shoulder. Why couldn't they put the cones out and pave miles of the actual road then?
Because how many miles is it really to the rim where the really bad stretch?
23, 30, yeah. 20-something mile stretch.
Yeah, we're not talking, cross-country or something. It's 20, 25 miles.
Just pave it. And, you know, why did they just close the road? I know nobody wants to work at night, but... Not as many people driving
tonight.
They
do
it all over. Why don't they just every night from midnight to 3 a.m. the road's closed so we can pave 2 more miles and just get it done?
I don't
get it. It just seems like the common sense is totally out the window on these things. But what do I know? I don't pave roads, but when I see stupid stuff like that, it's
the
just
only thing I can figure
crazy.
Is that they're planning on shutting down the leftmost lane.
Turning that
shoulder into a temporary right lane.
I'll try to get someone from ADOT. It's just hard to get through. I connect, and it's like I just don't want to spin my wheels on trying to get, through the obscure layers of bureaucracy,
all
over the land. So I hope you'll catch Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least every Saturday at noon right here on 97.1 The Big Talk. You can also stream it by going to bigtalkerradio.com. Glenn's due back this week for a market update. Why don't you call him? Get a second opinion. Look at your portfolio. See where you're at when it comes to retirement. What's your goals? Sit down with Glenn. Look, Glenn's a family guy that I've gotten to know over the years. We do some stuff with Glenn as well. I want you to talk to as many people as possible when it comes to your finance. I don't give any financial advice. I say, hey, educate yourself as much as possible. That's why you should take advantage of Glenn Least's complimentary consultation at 928-225-2474. That's Glenn Least at WT Wealth Management at 928-225-2474. All right, Angela's here with me. We're kind of going over comments and throwing in some tirades and some news items as we progress here through the show. Let's do another comment. Okay. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
I've got one from Newt about the AM radio being taken out of... New cars.
Yes.
Certain new cars.
This was this came up last week with one of my guest co-hosts, and they want to get rid of AM radio from a lot of the new cars, especially Ford was looking at it. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to figure out why, because how much more could it cost to just have that option?
Yeah, to just leave it.
I mean, it's like it's all digital in there. It's like they have this, the XM. Mm-hmm. What is it, Sirius XM, which we don't have. I told a story about that because they tried to cheat us out of what?
It was like $50
or whatever it was. That's like $400 now.
Yeah.
But how hard could it be just to have all the options? So to talk, and AM, there's been a lot of stuff floating around that, hey, they're doing AM because of a lot of conservatives. There's still a lot of talk shows on there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that. I just think a lot less people probably do list name, but why not offer the option?
Well, when our travels, you come up to the national park or you're going through some kind of, whatever place and they go tune into whatever station AM and learn about what
it's always awful.
But though. Sometimes it doesn't even come in good.
Tune in AM at the national park static. And you've got. And it's, that's all you hear.
It's like a 2-minute loop. It's a 2-minute loop.
Yeah. Had this been a real emergency.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. Newt thinks that they're taking AM away because of the extreme wash of electrical interference from the electrical cars.
Mm-hmm. I thought Newt was kidding when he wrote that. Uh-huh. So I looked it up, and there is a lot of people saying that. Because the electrical cars, and you got all those electrical motors. And if you've ever had an AM radio on and you're like working in the garage or the workshop or something, and even if you put like a charger on, I've done this before, and it's all of a sudden radio.
Bzzz, oh, it does.
You get that buzz.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know.
It does on FM sometimes too, but that's more or less a grounding issue. But on AM, I know when I've been working in the past and I get a saw gong or any kind of equipment plugged in, it's like, yeah, it pings it hard.
So that could be a reason.
It
I wonder.
Could be, but. Nah, I mean, they could work around that somewhat, I think, and shield things a little bit. Well, then that could be more expensive, but again, if you don't, does it not work altogether in a Tesla? I don't think so. You know what? Bruce Sidlinger, I think, is on the program tomorrow, Wednesday. We're still working on his schedule.
Yeah. Does the Tesla have AM?
Yeah. And Bruce, if you're listening to this, I know you often listen to the show wherever you're at. Can you go take a cruise around in your Tesla and put it on AM. Does it have AM? Maybe
that's
it doesn't have AM.
Does it even have AM?
But let's give that to Bruce and have him cruise around just, aimlessly while listening to AM and see if it does that. I don't know. I guess everything goes. I see they fired that that girl at Anheuser-Busch, the marketing.
Oh, they did?
You didn't see that? The one that came up with the What was that one? The Dylan Mulvaney? Dylan Mulvaney, the dude that says he's a girl now and he's doing it. 365 days of girlhood or some crap like that.
Yeah, well, it's probably like 370, 375 now.
Yeah, he's fully.
It's a running list.
Yeah, he's fully. After a year of saying you're a girl, I mean, you're definitely a girl at that
Maybe
point.
That's the tipping
Maybe
point.
That's at one year. I want to do a podcast of 365 days of manhood. just like Bud Light used to do the commercials. I was like, rugged men, and this and that. And it's just like, I don't know. So maybe we can have a little less wet noodle wimps out there. I think that's kind of. a lot
I'm
of guys have
got rid of her, though. I mean,
a lot of guys have become wimps, though. Maybe let's just have like a manhood thing. It's just like,
what's wrong with
that? Go down and chop down a tree with an axe.
Well, they tried to reverse course on that by bringing out the Clydesdales and
bring out the horses.
All that,
but
it was kind of a slap in the face to the,
No, and I think they're getting hammered. I say it's good. I know that Joe Rogan, I was listening to a clip of his podcast, and at first he was defending. He says, do you care if they do this and blah, blah, blah. But then he watched the horse commercial. I can't use the language he was using, but he's sitting there and they bring out the Clydesdales. We're American.
Well,
we're
really
tough.
Was,
we're the and they have
nothing.
the guy from Men Who Built America. That remember that that docu series or whatever where it's like tough. And back in 1975, and he's just
America's
like,
beer.
He just starts swearing. He's like, now I hate you. Now I hope you go from, because they were so obvious. But anyway, the girl, she was somebody over in Europe. This is a European company now.
Yeah.
And they own a lot of other ones too. Some of the beers that we were drinking.
I know.
Like,
we used to drink the Hopknot.
I can't get Hopknot.
Jeff really likes Stella Artois.
It's gone. Yeah. I'm not going to deal with that.
I won't buy it.
But here's the thing. Maybe we've reached that tipping point, that turning point when it comes to stuff.
I think it was the beer. I mean, the other things
you mess with people's beer.
And when you hit the beer company, that was just like one step too far.
Yeah, you do
for
Disney, it's like, I'll die for Disney. People are just like, I'll die for Disney. Oh, NFL? No, I'm not missing a game. My beer? Okay, I'm drinking Coors.
Yeah.
it was that easy to switch on over, right? We were at a restaurant this weekend somewhere in Camp Verde, right?
And somebody
ordered, the table sat down, and he's like, I'm going to have a Bud Light. And his table.
The server goes, are you sure?
It's like they have a Bud Light neon sign there. They're probably smashing right now. It's going to be hard. It's going to take years. It's just like, it reminds me of Pepsi and Coke when they had the soda wars. Once you switch. You switch for like, I'm not buying a Bud. Not that I drink a lot of Bud.
Yeah, we don't drink that. Bud Light, but we drink some of the other ones that and I'm just like, no.
I hope it's a lesson. And then some idiot is in some woke, you know, went to school for 43 years to learn how to market, you know, or whatever. And she or he or whoever shows up and says, I got a good idea. You know, we got to diversify our crowd and who we sell to. And we don't want to deal with these, you know, rednecks anymore. And well, I'm picturing
that girl said the one that got fired said something about the frat.
Yeah, the frat
house. Talking.
We're like the frat that. House beer. We're this and that. Totally insulted the people that pay a paycheck, right? But I think now going forward, a lot of companies, boards, or whoever the marketing, you know, committee or whatever, somebody's going to show up, some snot nosed at college, and they're going to be like, yeah, you can go away.
Maybe not.
Bud Light. And they're just going to say Bud Light and say, no, we're good. Yeah. Bring out the Clydesdales, you know, something like that.
Well, maybe. I mean, sometimes that's the tipping point. You just, you know, sometimes you can't tell when that's going to be, but at some point, wrong company does it.
Yep. All right. Let's get back to comments. Love to hear from you. But anyway, what do we start with? Paving? I don't even know where we were. How did we get back to
AM radio?
Oh, the AM radio. Yeah. Bruce, let us know. Yeah. I'd love to know about that. I'd keep all the options if we can. I guess unless there's no stations left. Someday AM will be gone, I guess.
I mean, maybe people just don't listen. So.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Another comment.
Okay. Talk I have one from Wanda.
Okay. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Wanda.
Just wanted you to know how much I enjoyed you having Game and Fish on. I learned so much from that segment. Would love to hear more of that type of information that is pertinent to Northern Arizona.
Yeah, unlike today, which is like barely any pertinent information. we had Aaron Brown. Sorry, I went blank there. Aaron Brown from Arizona Game and Fish was on the program on Thursday. We spent the entire, that was Rob Wilson was on. We spent the entire hour with Aaron. I am making a commitment to try to get someone from Game and Fish on and other groups like that, maybe once a quarter or so, because she had a ton of great info. And I know we've got some more follow-up questions for Game and Fish, I think, that are on there as well that we'll get to here in just a second. But that's the stuff I love doing. I mean, I'm trying to get somebody from,
because it's different than some of your other.
Yeah, I'm starting to get some farming guys on pretty soon too. We're getting ready to get our corn in the ground. We're doing this. We're going to have a good crop this year, and that's next weekend. But then I was talking to a guy in the Verde Valley. He has you know, hundreds and hundreds of acres of corn. I'm like, yeah, I'm waiting. He's like, what are you waiting for? I planted mine 2 weeks ago. Yeah. And I was like, but the back of the seed box says
May 10th.
Says like May 10th. And I was like, okay, who do I believe? The guy who's done this for generations, his family, or the back of the seed box and the experts? I think I'll go with the actual expert that doesn't. All right, love your thoughts. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hang tight. More to come. Back in a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411, Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242, Equal Housing Opportunity, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. If you're buying a home, don't be misled by teaser interest rates on the internet. Hi, this is Jeff Horovitz, and the first call you should make is to Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. As Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender, Nova makes local decisions like a bank, with better access to more programs like a broker, saving you time, effort, and money. Kim Dawson will show you how much cash you really need and what price range you actually qualify for. With Kim's pre-approval letter in hand, sellers know your offer is serious. It's almost like having cash in hand. For purchase or refinance, call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458. Oh, and by the way, for a limited time, you get $250 off your lender fees when you mention me. Go ahead and call 928-310-6458 right now. That's 928-310-6458. All right, Angela's here with me. We're going over comments. You hit a couple more of these. Crazy Country Boys Service is a place I've taken my car to get, or I don't really have a car.
Your truck.
Vehicle. Yeah. You have a car.
Yeah.
A little mini. How'd that do on those potholes? That's scary.
Well,
you got like 2 inches of clearance.
It's pretty, like, zippy, so it can it can really maneuver. I mean, I was like,
you and Father, we went back up together yesterday, and I'm like, she's behind me, and there's like a semi coming on the merge lane. I'm like, gun it. Why did you gun it? It's a little sports car.
I was talking to my mom on the phone, and okay. I was a little distracted.
Really distracted. Yeah. Anyway, if you need to get your car repaired, your truck repaired, go over and see Big Jim over at Crazy Country Boys Services. He'll be able to help you out. Right there past Flagstaff Mall off of East Empire Avenue exit. They go through CarQuest, TechNet through CarQuest, so they got the 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, which is real important, especially for us. We travel a lot throughout the country in our old vehicles. The Tahoe just flipped 200,000. That's got to last to at least 500,000 or 600,000 miles. We'll probably have to drop a new engine at some point. We'll update the it's weird because we have AM, we also have a tape deck in there. There's a combo tape deck and CD player. So
I don't know if the tape deck works, but I don't have a tape to play, so
I don't know if Jim can fix that over Crazy Country Boy Services, but hey, if you got tape, do it, put it in. Well, we used to have one where we'd put the tape thing in it. It was a converter to your phone.
Doesn't
have an auxiliary jack.
Because we don't have Bluetooth.
I love it. Anyway, call Crazy Country Boys Services, 928-607-9753. We've got, can you do a, pick a 2 or 3 minute comment? Short one?
I have one from Curtis.
Okay, Curtis.
ATVs are destroying the sanctity of the mountain. Noise and destruction. Unfortunately, because there are more people going to the mountain than ever before, there's a major lack of resources to control the problems. I despise being restricted by government, but I fear that that is where we're headed because of the morons on the mountain.
Yeah, morons make new laws for those.
Yeah, it happens every time.
Yeah, and I was back to the interview with Arizona Game and Fish Aaron Brown last week. We were talking about, that's a big part of the thing they're dealing with, is enforcement of the ATVs, the UTVs. I saw him this off 260 heading up past Camp Verde up towards towards Payson, kind of that way up back onto the rim. Oh man, I saw the trailer falls and the people, because that road's usually not too busy a lot of times, and right now I'm seeing the whatever the maximum size tow behind fifth wheel you can get. Plus a trailer full of UTVs and stuff. And it's fine. I get it. People want to have a good time, but then you get up there sometimes. There's so many of them running around all over the place. And I'm like Curtis. It just sucks. I don't want regulation on it because I go out and we're just kind of mellow and we do our thing and we're.
Yeah. Maybe it's just cause I'm happy kind of sitting around and not doing a whole lot. And I don't need the thrills and the, high speed and the kicking up dust.
Just kind of going 5 miles an hour down the road.
Yeah, well, we have the four-wheeler. It's fun to zip around on, but I mean, we don't have the massive ones and not blaring our radios. And
they're usually bigger than my Jeep.
And with six really people big in there drinking whatever.
Yeah, well, that's a big thing she's dealing with. They're dealing on the enforcement side of drunk, drunk driving.
And that causes,
and then you get the ones
decisions
at the rental center. I know this is a big issue in Sedona. The rental centers. It's fine. You want to make money, but then they're renting so many that what happens is it just floods those areas. And then people are just kind of like, I got an hour. I got to go quick.
It's $100
an hour. Right. Okay. A bunch more comments coming up in the second hour of the show. Don't forget about our giveaway too. Talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways this week, last week of this month's giveaway. So go check that out. Hang tight. Back in just a few. Hi, this is Jeff Orvitz, and I started FlagstaffForLease.com several years ago to provide homes and office space in the Flagstaff area. Check out my current listings up at Flagstaff, the number 4Lease.com. That's FlagstaffForLease.com. We've got everything from 1 to 4 bedroom homes available right now. Also, we have office space. Single room suites up to larger spaces are now available up at FlagstaffForLease.com or call 928-526-7909. FlagstaffForLease.com is an equal housing opportunity. This hour of the show is brought to you by Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. Another hour of the show starts now.
This is the Jeff Orvitz Show. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
Welcome back. Hour two of the show. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be with you. Angela's here with me as well. This was supposed to be Olivia's hour, but she's in math club, as we told you about last hour. Yeah. That's good. Counting's good. It's an important thing.
They have to design a kite and then make it.
To do with math. Calculations like or something?
Triangles and angles. It's geometry.
Yeah, I want to see this thing. Is it going to fly? Well, she's not listening. She shouldn't be listening. She should be designing her kite. Yeah. Could have flown it there, and was there some thunder? There was a chance of some thunderstorms this afternoon. Yeah, love your comments. We went over a bunch of comments last hour, so we'll hit on that again coming up here. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. You got time to get those in. I know this week I've no guests today, but I've got, are you a guest? No, you're a regular. I do have Bruce Sidlinger coming up, and then I'm working on a bunch of other guests as well. We've had so many the past couple weeks. If you've missed anything, any of my interviews, any of my guests, go to talkwithjeff.com or look up the Jeff Horvitz Show on your favorite podcast provider, ORAVITS. And appreciate everybody who has done that. Last hour, we hit on a couple of issues, including Hobbs vetoing, once again, more bills. She keeps rolling. The legislature's back in session now. Now they got to work on the budget. I think there ain't a lot of bills left at this point. Usually they're out of session this late in the season. So now they got to work on that budget.
Almost out,
at least. And I talked with Senator Wendy Rogers about that last week. So we'll see what happens. Waste Management wants to call us. Is our garbage overflowing? I don't know if you heard that ringing. I don't know how to stop the devices from hitting it. Okay, check this out. I can't get it to stop ringing on the computer or this device or this device. Everything's all linked together. But I tried to send Angela, and we're on a bunch of Apple products, iPhones and this and that. I tried to send her share today's show notes. And so it's like, you don't have permission.
No, I sent it.
So common things in AirDrop, where I want to send something from my iPhone to my Apple, computer, Mac computer. No, it doesn't work. I'm like, well, how does that?
I know.
I can't stop my phone from ringing, but all that other stuff. Yeah. Let's see. Let's hit on some comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Let's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
I have more on the game and fish topic. I don't have a name on this, but anyway.
And we had Aaron Brown from Arizona Game and Fish on Thursday's show. So you check that out.
Yeah.
And, we already had a couple comments, I think one on the ATVs. Is there another one on that? This is a different one.
Yeah, and someone was just saying they enjoyed hearing the game and fish. Just
And we're going to keep trying to get folks like that back on the program.
This one has questions, which are something we can't answer, but just something we can to answer. Think about.
It just may not be very accurate.
Okay, question. Okay. What is the penalty for feeding wildlife in Flagstaff city limits?
Death.
How many penalties has Game and Fish given in the last year, last 5 years?
Okay.
How many times has the penalty been given for one particular lawbreaker in the Coconino Country Club neighborhood?
Wait, I'm sensing that somebody's having an issue.
I think there might be a neighbor or something.
we're just guessing, but we could be wrong.
And then how do you report a lawbreaker?
Okay, who's this?
There's no name.
They probably shouldn't be.
I mean, it says, thank you, Jeff. So maybe the name is Jeff.
Yeah, so it sounds like somebody's having a neighbor problem. I remember when I was on the Flagstaff City Council, sometime at some point, somebody brought forth an ordinance because their neighbor was throwing food out.
Yeah.
Like off the deck, and there was like
watermelon rinds.
Yeah, it's like 400 elk in the neighborhood. This was like in East Flagstaff in a country club area. And I think I ultimately supported some kind of thing. Hey, don't feed. There was some kind of ordinance. But I think that I made it that you couldn't. I watered it down a whole bunch, to be honest with you, because there was a bunch of things that I was like, oh, no, somebody's backyard garden is going to be affected by this or something. Remember that?
Yeah. Or there was something about bees or something.
And a lot of people have bees.
Bird food. And,
bird food.
What do you mean? I can't feed
the birds.
Used to
be 4 feet up and this and that. Just, we wouldn't have to have the, and didn't this come up with Curtis's email last hour about the, he's an AT, he likes off-road just like I do. Off-road's really not the right word because you have to stay on the designated roads or trails or whatever. It's not like you can zip across the national forest anymore like back in the old days.
Yeah.
Because of soil erosion, which, whatever. Anyway, what people ruin it.
Yeah, for sure.
It just takes a small amount. So it's like,
one person throwing out their trash every day, their garbage scraps.
Yeah, don't feed the, I mean, this goes back to Yellowstone National Park. Remember Yogi Bear? What was that one? The one with the bear? And what cartoon? Yogi Bear? Yogi? No, that was a baseball
Jellystone.
Player. Jellystone.
Yeah. No, that's not what it was called. It was supposed to be called Jellystone National Jellystone. Park.
Anyway, it was just like, don't feed the animals. Yeah. I mean, there's a lesson back in the, when was that cartoon? 50s, 60s? Who the heck knows anymore? Time zips by. But don't throw out a bunch of food. I mean, how hard is it?
Yeah.
Why doesn't somebody understand that? It's like, and then they become dependent.
Looks like he's wanting to report it, but doesn't know how.
Yeah. Let me see. We've got that one saved for you, whoever you are. I will try to get some answers for you. Maybe we'll follow up with an email. I don't know. I mean, that takes, honestly, something like that, you can probably, if you're, where they at, does it even say?
Well, he asked about the Coconino Country Club, but I think
that's City
means,
Flagstaff. That's City of Flagstaff.
Yeah, I think
so. You call up, you Google or DuckDuckGo code for, or something enforcement City of Flagstaff, and you're gonna find.
Yeah,
honestly, it's gonna take you as much time, probably less time than me. Yeah, because by the time I get to it, you know.
Yeah, and that might not
you've
be
probably gotten eaten by now.
The Game and Fish Department as much as the City of Flagstaff.
Yeah, exactly. Ordinance. What are the penalties? Yeah, I don't know. You get eaten by a bear eventually, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Love to hear from you. I did see that Tucker Carlson got fired.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
That happened this morning.
I never read
that. Yeah, I don't pay attention too much to that stuff, but I kind of expected that was coming, and I think there'll be more shakeups at Fox. I know a lot of people, Bob Thorpe sent me the link this morning. He was very upset that Tucker lost his job. This was after the Dominion lawsuit and the settlement that happened. What was that last week? 700 and something. Million dollars and another one in the pipeline for another election company. Mm-hmm. So they might be in a multi-billion dollar situation. And I didn't follow it too much because, you know, I don't follow trials too much except for former President Trump's trial when that hits. I'm going to follow that one. But these other ones, I just don't get too crazy about. But I did see that, you know, there was a lot, and I heard Bill O'Reilly talking about this on Glenn Beck's show a week or so ago. It was that internal chatter. Anything you do, text messages, emails, any kind of digital communication or mail or anything like that, it's all discoverable.
Yeah.
So
it can be found.
I want your records.
Unless you're Hillary Clinton.
Unless you're Hillary Clinton, then you get away with it. You get to, you know, but all of us.
Anyone else.
Or Hunter Biden.
Well, okay, yeah. Maybe there's some other exception.
The very far uber left elitists, they get away with it, but the rest do not. You put your documents in the garage like Biden. It's okay. He's just old.
Yeah.
You do it as Trump. Okay, it's a
FBI federal raid.
FBI raid. Yeah, exactly. But it's all discoverable, which means that as soon as they slapped a lawsuit on you, you preserve all that. And if you delete it off your device, it's still in the cloud. It's still out there, unless you're Hillary Clinton and the aforementioned syndicates. You know, it's all going to be figured out. And it was that communication that was happening between Tucker and I think it was Hannity and Laura Ingraham. And I know somebody's listening right now that followed every second of this that knows a lot more than me. So save the email. I get it. I don't really care too much. But the 30,000 foot view is that I'm sure that the lawyers on Fox would be my guess. And they all looked at that and said, we are screwed here because basically behind the scenes, they're saying, you know, Trump this, Trump that. And we, you know, this is a bunch of BS, the whole issue with Dominion and the other things. And then publicly, though, they didn't say
word about it.
So I was not surprised to see Tucker fired because when you're an employer and, you know, basically, you just lost $700 million. You're like, well, first of all, I'm pissed. Second of all, I'm not dissing Tucker. I think Tucker's done. He's the very few. I don't watch the network news. I just don't. But I've watched some of his stuff specifically. So as far as Fox News goes, it's like he was one that drew me there. For as little as I'm drawn to these
things.
So
what about the ones you mentioned, Hannity or Laura Ingraham, did they get fired?
I haven't heard it yet, but I don't know. Tucker seemed to be leading the charge a lot on it. So
yeah, but were involved?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and they're facing $700 million loss now, plus potentially more hundreds of millions. If you settled for one, you're probably going to have to settle on the other.
Yeah.
So multi-billions you're looking at. Are they also looking at freeing up money? But as an employee, as an employer, if somebody does something that then rises to the point, and I'm not a lawyer, so whatever, you know, but you have somebody that's made a mistake, and if they make that mistake again, then you got another big lawsuit because then the legal folks on the other side are going to be saying, he has a pattern of this.
Yeah, he should have been fired.
Yeah, whether you like him or not, that's not the point here. I think he's done a lot of good, but I'm seeing that it doesn't, my point being, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. He's going to land somewhere.
Oh, yeah, and somewhere he'll...
He's probably having a really bad day because I'm sure he had a really good contract with him.
Yeah.
He's got that kind of influence. He's going to have that influence. We are in the day and age, if you get fired, you don't get fired from the, you know, remember when ABC, NBC, CBS, you're done.
Yeah.
Nah, you go to the Blaze, you go your own routes. Mm-hmm. I remember when Beck was, he was out of there.
Yeah.
Or O'Reilly. O'Reilly yeah. continued on. You still hear him.
Yeah.
You know, so the good news is I think you will see him land pretty quickly somewhere.
Yeah, he's popular
and,
enough.
And he's very popular. Yeah. And he's, I think he's in his early 50s. But no, doesn't surprise me. And then that other guy, Lemon, I think his name was
CNN guy?
From CNN.
Oh.
He gone.
Oh,
17
really?
Years. I don't know.
They moved him to that morning show, and then now he's out. Yeah. Of that.
So big show. It's changing, and the models just don't work anymore, really. And it is. Remember back in the day when you had the night you had Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. He controlled everything.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of split between Leno and
Letterman,
and then now it's like, what? Nobody watches that anymore.
Yeah, I don't even. It's know like, who they it's are like, anymore.
Do you get things in the mail anymore? I mean, I guess go back to last time we were talking about AM radio.
Yeah,
you know, is that going the way of the dodo bird as well? Thanks for that comment. Was that a comment?
More like questions.
Talk
wildlife.
Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Forever Chemicals linked to weight gain. Making dieting harder. This is an article, a study, I should say, that was on studyfinds.org and also on the Daily Wire. They're finding things that are in those, the chemicals in the foods and all this. They're saying that it's, again, not a scientist, not a mathematician, not really anything. They're saying that it's because of all these chemicals that are in your system and everybody's systems forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing something to people's bodies where it's getting harder and harder to lose that weight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a sad state of affairs.
Well,
really.
I mean, you just go down to the mall in any city in America and
obesity rates are 50%+. That's why during the whole COVID craze and all of that, it was like never a mention of getting in, you know, healthy.
Yeah. No.
Never a mention at all.
No, taking supplements or vitamins or getting in shape or keeping active, getting your sunlight. Nope.
Yeah.
None of that.
Do you hear about this one? This is on the Blaze, actually. Female students are suing a college sorority for admitting a biological male. Do you follow this one?
No.
But a judge has ordered, they did it anonymously, and a judge has ordered the plaintiffs to publicly reveal their names to move forward with the lawsuit. I guess you probably have to when you're moving into the lawsuit stage. But there was like five or six of the folks involved with this sorority sisters or whatever you call this mm-hmm. whole thing, right? And one of them dropped out, which, you know, they get worried about their future and their employability and everything. But anyway, I'm pulling this up. Okay, here, let me show you the picture here, and you can look this up. Now, which is the dude?
Let me guess.
Okay, just so we're not wrong, because we could be wrong here, but I'm guessing the dude on the top left is the dude.
Guy? Okay.
Yeah, and then you got all these, what do you think, 19, 20 years old?
Yeah,
18,
if you're
19,
in a sorority, 20, you're
yeah, 18 to 19, 20-year-old.
Most likely.
Attractive females, we'll say, correct?
Yeah.
And slim, and then you got some dude who's like 250 pounds, and he joined, this is University of Wyoming.
Wyoming, huh?
Yeah. So they filed this lawsuit. Let me get back to it here. Six of the seven students who filed the original complaint against the sorority have elected to reveal their names. They're moving forward with the case. Last September, the students filed a lawsuit against the sorority for allowing a transgender woman, Artemis Langford, to join the chapter. In the original case, Langford was referred to by the student Terry Smith because the female students wanted to spare Langford of threats and attacks and hoped that Langford was treated with kindness and respect. According to the suit, 6'2", 260-pound man, who, according to one of the plaintiffs, stares at them, asks about their intimate past, makes notes about their statements, and takes photographs of them without their consent, and intimidates them by threatening to publicly label them bigots if they raise concerns. He's like living there in the sorority house. Unbelievable.
Is he a plant or is this thing for real?
I don't know. Who knows anymore? I don't know anything about it other than that I'm seeing a picture of a 6'2", 260-pound dude.
I mean, he's not even attempting to look like a woman.
No. It's like you don't even have it.
Or
like,
are they just trying to trap some, I don't know.
Maybe it's like the cake. The cake. Mark Howitt talked about that. The mm-hmm. people who don't want to bake the cake for the LGBT.
Well, you just put an infiltrator in there I'm not saying that's what it is. You wonder if it happens and which ones are the infiltrators. that say, oh, I'll go and do that. And
yeah, but then it's just let's say they take this to court and they say, no, this guy can be in there. Then it's just like, it opens up the door to people, you know, potentially just obviously getting into it because, I mean, I want to be in a sorority because there's a lot of hot women there.
It's like taking away women clubs, you know?
Exactly.
And I just don't think it would be any different if a woman tried to go into a fraternity.
Yeah.
Because they have their frat houses and they're all guys there and they have, you know, it's their bachelor pads and you get a woman in there and, I mean, they're more likely to laugh it off and think it's funny, but seriously, like, who wouldn't be uncomfortable in either situation?
It's got to be the dude. I mean, look at this dude, you know?
Oh, there's no doubt that's...
Yeah.
I mean, a man there.
That is insanity. Well, then, what will happen is there won't be any of these clubs, so most normal women will say, I'm not joining a sorority because there's three dudes.
It's no longer a women's club for women.
So that disappears, or the clubs have such weird people in it that are willing to live with it. Who would live with this?
Okay, I got invited to a sorority in college too, but I ended up declining it.
Yeah.
But
because there weren't any dudes allowed?
If only that was the problem. That wasn't even on the radar back then. I didn't even think about that stuff. But the makeup of these things is the little sister and the big sister, and you kind of have your sponsor of who's a year older than you, and then when you become in, you know, you're a year or two in, then you get a little sister that kind of you guide and you mentor or whatever. I mean, I wasn't in one, so I don't know, but I still know that that's what they do. But who's going to get him?
Yeah. You know what? It's the big sister for sure. All right. Love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. What a great, I mean, could you imagine if Isabel came, I joined a sorority and, you know, Franca is there.
That's my big sister. Yeah.
Frank used to play football for the 49ers and then went back to college and is now a woman. Hang tight. Back in a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Call Diamond Auto Glass first before making an auto glass claim. Now, here's why. Most insurance companies, they use a nationwide glass shop to answer their calls, and they're going to try to route you to their shop, which may very well delay the time it takes to replace your glass. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop on by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Repairing a chip will stop it from spreading, and it'll save you from a costly windshield replacement. If you've replaced your windshield with Diamond Auto Glass before, as I have, you have a lifetime chip repair warranty and no appointments necessary. Just stop on in. Most chip repairs take 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, always call Diamond Auto Glass first, 928-779-4140. That's 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
Listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
I see a picture of Biden there. We'll go over that when we come back. He signed an executive order on environmental justice. Is this the big week, his announcement? He's supposed to be announcing he's running for president in 24.
I think maybe, but they always are like, it's subject to change.
Yeah, Trump did that for like six months. You know, it's coming. I got a big announcement, and it was like, I'm selling cat stickers. Yeah. It's like he really milked that along.
Tokens
for a while.
Or whatever he's doing.
Yeah, we'll hit on his executive order on environmental justice. So let's do another quick comment. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
So Scott says, if you get permission to hunt on private property, how can you prove that permission if you're stopped by someone?
No, that's a good question. We have a lot of questions we got to get Game and Fish like back. I told everybody to email me before Game and Fish came out. Scott, I appreciate the question. I'm going to save that one. What would I do personally if you're hunting on someone's private property and they're like a good buddy of yours? I won't worry too much about it because you can probably get them on the phone real quick.
If they got contacted.
I found some 4,000 acre parcel and I found a number and I called them and they said yes, I guess I would. You'd want to have something in email,
maybe.
Something in writing.
Yeah.
Game and Fish seems pretty with it that if you were like, well, yeah, I talked to Bob at Triple H Double Whatever Ranch or whatever, and they said I am good to do it, and you know you're being honest about it. You would think that would be legit, but things in writing are always good.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I'm emailing you to see if I can hunt on your thing, and if they have a policy. I don't know how many places allow that though. When you're talking big tracts of private land. Because there's always concerns about liability issues nowadays.
Yeah,
You know, but it'll be posted. If it's posted, don't go on there. But right, a lot of times people don't post to private property.
So sometimes you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, we had some guests on our private property this past weekend, and it's just we need more signs. I was like, whoa, there's somebody back there in sunbathing, right? I was like, lucky we weren't here a few minutes before. So, yeah, I would say in writing is always best. We need to get Jerry Neighbors back on it. He would probably agree as an attorney.
Yeah, just in writing.
Something in writing that say this is legitimate. All right, let's come back with environmental justice. They make this stuff up. Such crap. Hang tight. Back in a minute, if we can stomach it.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Hi, this is Jeff Horovitz, and I started FlagstaffForLease.com several years ago to provide homes and office space in the Flagstaff area. Check out my current listings up at Flagstaff, the number 4Lease.com. That's FlagstaffForLease.com. We've got everything from 1 to 4 bedroom homes available right now. Also, we have office space. Single room suites up to larger spaces are now available up at FlagstaffForLease.com or call 928-526-7909. FlagstaffForLease.com is an equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, Angela's here with me. We'll get into environmental justice. How about gutter justice? Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona has been with us for, this is the third season. Mm-hmm. I'm probably out there just cranking it right now because people are like, I can see my roof again.
Yeah, right.
The snow's gone. And yeah. Very little snow. We were out fishing at Lower Lake Mary. We met up with Bob Thorpe yesterday for a little while.
Yeah, not too
long. We didn't catch nothing except for trees. Weeds. There's too much weeds and debris there. It was a bad spot. That's like 65,000 fish. You think we would have left? I thought they'd be jumping like up into our hands. There were so many. But the lake's so big. It's not making a big difference.
Yeah, and Aaron, I think the spot wasn't the greatest. Yeah,
Aaron talked about that from Game of Fish last week, too. They stocked 65,000. So, according to Bob, Lower Lake Mary is one of the hottest spots to normally get fish. Mm. I saw somebody walking out with one.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I'd ordered trout
just,
again.
It was windy, and it just wasn't a good nasty day, I think.
But anyway, there was still some snow out there, and I know you guys have dealt with a lot when it comes to all the junk that's accumulated on your roof. Gutter Helmets of Northern Arizona, this is a great system, the Gutter Helmet system. Deflects all the pine needles. It's not one of those cheesy screens that you buy, like aftermarket type thing at the hardware store. This is actually a multi-patented reverse curve that deflects all the pine needles, keeps you off the roof, keeps your stuff out of the gutters for next summer or next winter. It doesn't snow in the summer usually. Next winter when you get that ice damming, it really prevents that, especially when they can also do the heat tape in conjunction with that. So call Carl, the Gutter Helmet Man, or you text as well and have him come out, price out what you're doing. The Gutter Helmet's done like 50,000 feet in Arizona and it was like 80, let me get the number, 80 million feet throughout the United States. So he'll come out, he'll get you set up. So many of my neighbors have gotten this system. 928-318-6555. That's Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona, 928-318-6555, or go to gutterhelmetsnaz.com. All right, so it was Earth Day on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I hate days. I just don't. It's Earth Day every day. I mean, the biggest lie that's been told over the many years is, especially from the left, is that the right and the conservatives, and especially libertarians. I think we have a libertarian comment in there as well. They don't like the environment. They want to pollute it. No. They want to throw grandma off the Grand Canyon and this and that. It's such a stupid thing. It's just like I was talking about this last week with the months. You know, it's Black History Month. It's LGBT Month. It's LGBT plus 45 whatever month. It's
Women's Month.
It's like, what?
Hispanic Who comes month.
And it's in the days. It's like, let's just stick to the basics. This is like Christmas. We talked about two survivors, and one of them just passed away from the USS Arizona from the attack in Pearl Harbor December 7th, 9/11.
Yeah.
Very specific days in history. And this is Earth Day. It's like, go plant a tree. I don't know. Are you not doing Earth Day stuff 364 days of the rest of the year? It's just like, today I'm going to drive my Prius and I'm so happy and I'm going to read a script off my go talk to my counsel from my iPad. It was made from rare earth minerals from China or whatever. Just whatever. Anyway, Biden signs an executive order to make an entire government focus on environmental justice. Look at this guy. How did we get such bad leaders? How did we get to this point? Is that the sorority guy? Oh no, that's Biden. I'm sorry. wrong article there. He's saying for far too long, communities across our country have faced persistent environmental injustice through toxic pollution, underinvestment in infrastructure and critical services, and other disproportionate environmental harms, often due to a legacy of, wait for it, racial discrimination, including redlining. So it all goes back to racial discrimination. That's why we have environmental justice.
I don't know what one has to do with the other stuff.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of pictures here of the boarded up buildings and stuff throughout, throughout the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, the racial injustice here. And that's because now we got to do environmental justice and everything we do as a government. It's not going to change. When your cities are being robbed and towns are being looted, and there's crime rampant and there's no recourse for any crime.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to move there.
No.
You're not going to have environmental, economic justice or anything like that because nobody wants to move to your crime-ridden, crappy city or whatever. Okay, let's get back to comments. Talk with Jeff at Go Biden. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. He has like a 40% approval rating.
Okay. So there's one from Bob.
Or do you want me to go on about environmental?
No.
Okay, Bob.
That's okay. Bob C.
Hey, Bob.
Great interview conversation with Congressman Crane and Senator Rogers. I feel the frustration for cooperation in the House between politicians. I do wish the Republicans would push back a lot more against the Dem agenda. I think that's the problem at the national level. A shame for our state that Hobbs is setting record on vetoes. Extreme lack of cooperation on the governor's part. Hobbs' agenda is not part of Arizona's agenda. That needs to be the headline. Thank you for your voice and those of our state leaders. P.S. Is there a Republican club / office in Flagstaff?
There is a Republican club. There is an office in Flagstaff as well. It's at the 4th Street Professional Building.
2501 North 4th Street.
Yeah. And there's also a Flagstaff Republican Women's Club. Let me see if we can, maybe we can just email back separate. But if I know they have a website, Flagstaff. Hang on a second. Put on the elevator music.
Yeah, there it is.
Women. Did it come up?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Flagstaff Republican Women .blogspot.com.
Blogspot, BLOGSPOT .com.
Flagstaff Republican Women, not persons. Flagstaff Republican Women .blogspot.com. Yeah, Nate, I've known these fine group of ladies in the Flagstaff area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know they have an office on 4th Street. There's a active, every county has a Republican committee, Coconino County Republican Committee, Yavapai, et cetera, that's always looking for people to get involved. And I think that a lot of these groups are more of your grassroots and they're so frustrated as well. The National Republican Party oftentimes it all gets lumped together. And I think there's a big difference. National Republican Party, whatever, waste of time at this point. And I've known people that have given money to the national side, mm-hmm. and they're like, I'm never giving money again because look what happens. And then you've got your local, let's say local and state politics and Republicans. I think most of them are on the ball and most of them, quite frankly, have philosophies. Do they always execute 100%? No. But compared to the federal side, and that interview I did with Eli Crane last, whatever day it was, Tuesday or whatever.
Last week.
I mean, I could sense his frustration. He knew it was bad going in there and how it's, what do you call it? Like, I don't know if it's a good old boy, a good club type thing. You know, it's just like trying to go in there and thwart that to people who've been there for decades. They don't want to change nothing.
Right.
Republican or Democrat. I'll go back to my comment from Greg last hour. Greg, if you weren't listening last hour, I addressed your comment on the national debt and he said something about the Democrats have traditionally been better, right?
Less on the debt.
Yeah. Come on. They're both a joke.
Republicans.
Yeah. Both Republicans and Democrats are on the national side are a joke when it comes to spending. But we saw it here in the state. Look at what Ducey did.
Oh, yeah.
So-called fiscal conservative, he doubled the size of budget. He was a Republican.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hitting us from all sides. I think it's unstoppable on the federal side. I feel like I'm almost wasting my brain power.
Even talking
about
on
the federal side too much. Because I think that has to now just play out. It's gone down the road so far. That's going to be hard to correct. How do they drop the budget at this point? How do they fix the deficit when... Go try to cut somebody. How many of the expenditures out there, the big items, if you look at the pie chart, the national debt service on the national debt, I don't know what
it
is
now.
It's
like half or something.
It's not that much, but it's a big percentage.
Okay.
Social Security.
Okay.
Medicare. You're not cutting that?
And military.
You're going to cut the debt? Come on. Just give me a break. Yeah. These guys have never seen the debt cut.
Right.
You know, you're going to cut the debt. You're going to cut the military. No, they're not going to cut that. So what's left? It's like $8 for them to argue over at that point.
Yeah.
It's all, a lot of this is entitlement stuff and it's all set and they can't touch it. They're left with the crumbs at this point, to be honest with you. So I don't know how you change that. All right. More comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com.
And just another comment on that.
Yeah.
The Republicans do have the office here in Flagstaff, but I don't think it's like a, you know, 8 to 5 type of thing where you can walk in.
Yeah. I'd go to that, that Flagstaff Republican.
You'd probably want to contact someone first.
Yeah. And there's an email contact thing there where they'll then fill you in. When do they have their meetings?
Yeah.
I know that they have monthly meetings, both the Republican committee and the Republican women.
Yeah. So you wouldn't want to just walk in there because it might not be anyone there. So.
Nobody's ever anywhere anymore, are they?
Well, it's not meant to be.
No, it's not meant to be. I'm not saying that. But yeah, it's like, email them.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Someone looking for advice, Sarah.
Oh, no. Hang on a second. Let me take a drink of my coffee.
Enjoying Orbit's Overload.
Yes.
What advice do you have for newlyweds starting off and thinking of starting to have kids?
Well, thank you on Orbit's Overload.
Yeah,
new episode will be out tomorrow. Episode number 6. And it's this one is they're getting funnier and funnier. there's like, it starts off with family arguments. It ends with family arguments, but in a good way. It's a lot of fun. So I hope you'll check that out. Look up Orbit's Orvits on YouTube. I've also got a link up at what's the website? Talkwithjeff.com. I almost said Flagstaff for Lease. Well, advice on, okay, starting out and having kids?
Well, yeah.
I'm glad Angela's
for
here.
Newlyweds, let me starting off and thinking to have kids.
Well, what I would recommend is have at least 3 or 4 kids because by the time you, well, I can speak from having 3. By the time you get to the third, you're like, I made some mistakes on the first and second. And especially the first one, like Isabel once went, I'm like, sorry about that. And she's like, it's okay.
That's just because you're new at this and you don't know.
You just don't know. No one does.
You know,
well, there's just, a book, actually.
There's
a lot of books.
There's no way you can be prepared for that, no matter what you do. But you learn a lot, that's for sure. And I think one of the biggest things for me as far as parenting would be not listening to other people that much. Not to say that advice isn't good and getting other people's input, but sometimes ignorance is bliss in certain cases. And you can make a decision that you later regret based on someone else's opinion of what you should do. Cause I've done it.
Yeah.
And then I swore I won't do that again. You know, I won't listen to other people about this subject or whatever. I'm going to trust my gut and do it that way.
And if your gut's wrong, then you'll be like 19 years later, like I am with my daughter, Isabel. I'm like, sorry. you'll see someday. Yeah. That's the other one that people say, you'll see.
Well,
you'll
see. And I always hated that when someone was like, just wait, you know, you'll see. And I'm like, that's so funny. Ha ha. But and I mean, the good thing in our relationship is Jeff doesn't worry as much as I do about things. Like, you know, it would be me like, we don't have another room for another kid, or we don't have a big enough car or enough time. And Jeff would always be like, it'll work out. It's fine.
I'm like, whatever. Car. Yeah. Whatever.
I know when I was
another room, throw him in a closet.
When I was pregnant with Owen, and I was just in misery the last like month with Owen. And, you know, Jeff would be like, it's a Monday. Well, we're almost done with this week. I mean, basically, you know, this week is over already, you know.
And you can't count the last week because
the last one doesn't
and you're
count.
Having a kid, you know. I mean, you got like 2 weeks left. No big deal.
And other advice, I guess, on kids. I mean, just they no matter. I mean, our kids are raised in the same house with the same parents, and they're all different.
They're all very different.
You have to learn how to navigate difference in personalities and how to handle it, and it just comes with time. And
if you want, check out Orbit's Overload. You want to see those differences?
Well, apparently, this person has. Sarah.
Oh, okay,
Sarah
has. But anyone else? Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's just gleaming. You're like, how do these kids come from the same household? I think most parents, if you have more than one kid, you have 2, you have 3, you have 4. You're like, oh man, how could these kids be so different? Here's a phone again. Maybe it's our parents calling to give us parental advice or something. If anyone has advice how to turn the phone off on the computer, we'll take that one. Well, but I would also spend as much time as you can Because yeah. That is something that everybody always says. It goes by fast.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that it's like the biggest cliche there is to enjoy this time. And then when you're in the moment, you're like, I'm not enjoying this time. But, you know, especially being a new mother with Isabel, and she was a particularly demanding baby. Yeah. And I was having a real hard time with just that whole shift of, you know, no kid. And then the next, you know, one day you have a kid that's very demanding. And,
How old were we when we had
27?
27. Yeah. Okay.
But it was just such a big lifestyle change. Oh, man. And I was kind of like complaining about it to my mom one day, not complaining, but just like so frustrated. I just like, I couldn't put her down. She'd just cry every time. And I was just like, I'm pulling my hair out. I can't do anything. You know, I can't even shower. It's like, you know, it was rough. And she gave me the best advice I'd ever gotten. And I still remember it to this day. And it helped me through the next two kids too, which was that someday you won't be able to hold them anymore. And it's the literal truth, and just remember that, and that someday it's just, and you know, all the sleepless nights and, you know, a sick kid or whatever, I would just think, okay, you know, this, I'm not going to be able to hold this kid forever.
Yeah.
And it helped a lot through like some hard times, especially like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. or something, 5 a.m. And I would just think, oh, this is like my time with this baby, and you know, soon enough, I will not be able to hold this.
Whatever
baby.
You got to tell yourself to get through. Yeah. Now she's almost 6 foot, and she
Isabel is. Yeah. Oh yeah,
she's tall. I know. Olivia's getting to that point as well.
It's so true, and
And you'll get through it. I mean, just do that attitude, because it does go quick. That's why I try to spend as much time as I can. Angela's always done more. I don't know if that's
We were just fortunate that I could work from home, and we didn't have to make that decision.
And we had gone from 27, 28 years old, where, you know, we had been running a business for a long time already. Mm-hmm. I mean, since 1920, you know, we started right away. We had a level of, how should I say it? Freedom. We got a little more economically, situated, but I would not wait for that just to have kids. You know, you don't want to have like, you know, be like in the process of being evicted or something.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have kids. You don't wait for the money side of things. But for where we were, we were traveling a lot and stuff. So as soon as the kids happened, and we still
for the right time.
Yeah. Though. And we did travel with Isabel. And then we had our second kid, and we're like, okay, traveling's getting harder. And then the third, and we're like,
they get into school and
And then it gets harder. Yeah. So, get that out of the way as best you can, but don't wait. I see too many people waiting so long for kids nowadays. I think it's that's changed so much. And obviously for women, there is a clock ticking, you know, and it's like, I know so many people, they get into their 30s and then late 30s and early 40s is like, oh, you know, and then all of a sudden it's challenging.
Yeah.
It was more challenging than thought.
Well, even when I had Owen, I was 35, I turned 35. Yeah. And they said I was in advanced maternal age.
She was advanced maternal. Yeah, at 35. Huh?
I just felt like, man, advanced, huh?
Yeah.
Advanced in age, maternal age.
And I would also say, though, just get a little money saved up if you can, but having kids is worth it. I mean, there's always going to be money issues. No matter how much money you have money issues.
I mean, we went through some rough times.
Yeah, it doesn't change.
Even after having kids.
So. Yeah, and treat your, well, this is Sarah. This is Sarah's other half, husband or whatever. Treat him good. I probably could have done a better job, more rubs if I've looked back on that, you know, things like that. Maybe not bringing the chickens home, you know.
Oh, yeah. When the kid's a week like old or 5 days old.
Yeah, he things like that. But that's me. That's just like, whatever. It'll work out. It works out.
Again, Jeff's like, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll all work out. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Maybe time for, I know you, actually speaking of kids, you got to get going and pick them up from the math course here. So, maybe I'll hit on a couple of these when we come back. So, all right, you take off.
All right.
Take care of the children. And we'd love to hear from you. Send us email, comments, and talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hang tight. Back in a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
I've been going out to Timberline Firearms and Training for many years now. Look, if you want to bring your firearms skills up to the next level, this is the place to go in Northern Arizona. Timberline Firearms and Training is just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Why don't you call right now if you're new to firearms? Maybe you're somewhere in the middle. Maybe you're an expert. They've got great training that'll bring you to that next level. Timberline Firearms and Training, 928-526-7900. Or take a quick drive 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. When you get out to Timberline, you're going to see they have a great line of Liberty safes. They've got firearms, ammunition, accessories. There's so much out there. Plus, they're great indoor shooting range. And I want you to go out there right now and also take advantage this week of Tuesday. If you're in law enforcement, they have law enforcement shoots for free at the range. And then don't forget, every Thursday is Ladies Day. All day, you get $11 range time. That includes one gun rental, and you just got to buy the range ammunition. Like I said, Timberline Firearms and Training, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall, or call 928-526-7900 to book one of their training opportunities right now. That's 928-526-7900, or go to timberlinefirearms.us. All right, that was fun. I would like you to send in your comments now. I appreciate Angela doing all those comments. I appreciate all you sending in all those comments. Let's pile those up again and go through them. That's worth 2 hours right there. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. A busy program for you tomorrow as well. And don't forget, tomorrow I also will have a new episode of Orvitz Overload. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, O-R-A-V-I-T-S. Look that up and subscribe. Hope you all have a great, safe night. Be back here tomorrow. Take care. Hi, this is Jeff Orvitz, and I started FlagstaffForLease.com several years ago to provide homes and office space in the Flagstaff area. Check out my current listings up at Flagstaff, the number 4Lease.com. That's FlagstaffForLease.com. We've got everything from 1 to 4 bedroom homes available right now. Also, we have office space. Single room suites up to larger spaces are now available up at FlagstaffForLease.com, or call 928-526-7909. FlagstaffForLease.com is an equal housing opportunity. Is the Biden economic disaster hitting your household a bit harder than you expected? Is inflation killing your personal budget? Now, Just Wireless was here for you in 2009, and they are here for you in 2023. Why would you pay full price for a new smartphone when you can get a great refurbished phone at Just Wireless and save a whole bunch of money? Or if you're like me, I've taken my smartphone to Just Wireless to get it repaired. They've taken care of cracked screens, charging port problems. They can also change out that battery. Check out Just Wireless's two locations in Flagstaff, across from the Flagstaff Mall, and also on Milton Avenue, right as I-17 comes into town. Stop on by today and see how your hometown, locally owned cell phone guru can help you save money. And also check them out at JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com.